Hello, everybody. We are here with a quick word from our friends over at Newsly.
Newsly is an audio app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and reads them to you in a natural human voice.
For the first time in history of the internet, the web becomes listenable.
Browse articles from topics you choose and start playing. Stop scrolling. Start listening.
And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 40 countries, and our podcast, We Are Marvel, is there too.
Download and use Newsly for free now from www.newsly.me or use the link in the description of this episode. To get a one-month free subscription, use the promo code MARVEL.
That's www.newsly.me. And don't forget, let them know that we sent you there by using the promo code MARVEL, M-A-R-V-E-L.
Hello and welcome to We Are Marvel, where we explore all the corners of the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse, and we are the official podcast of the We Are Marvel Facebook group. Go give them a follow, and while you're there, go check out our page, We Are Marvel Pod. I am one of your hosts. My name is Jeremy.
I'm your other host. My name is Justin.
And again, like we mentioned in the last episode, we are joined by, who most of you will know, as Captain Billy 22. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on.
Yeah, appreciate it. So this one's going to be a little different. We kind of mentioned it last week. This is going to be Captain Billy's show. We are going to just kind of throw the reins onto him. He's going to tell us about this MCU supercut he's been working on. And we're going to ask questions here and there. We didn't, nothing else is planned. So I guess with that.
So business as usual.
Yes. Yes, we don't know what's going
on. Nothing's planned. We'll see how it goes.
That's right. So I guess with that, grab your Icarus and take it away, Billy.
So this whole thing with the supercut is really what like blew me up on TikTok as big as I am now. I think before I posted anything on it, I was sitting around like 30,000 followers, and then like overnight it's like 140,000. And it's all just because you know, I post stuff about Marvel, and I had a personal project that I had been working on where I'm just like, hey, I just want to throw all the Marvel movies together into one giant movie and just sit down and watch it in perfect chronological order, because nice. I marathon the MCU fairly often. And every time I do that, I like doing it chronologically. And I always wonder what it would be like just like, because I know like Iron Man 2 and the Incredible Hulk and Thor all take place at the same time. So I always wonder like, what it would be like to watch them all like actually intercut. And so I started working on it, and I was like struggling to figure out what I wanted to post about that day on TikTok. So, yeah, whatever, I'll just post a video on this. It'll probably get a decent amount of views. Blew up. I think it capped out at over 3 million views.
Wow.
And everybody was commenting like, oh, where can I watch this? I want to watch this. I want to see this. And I'm just like, I don't know if I can release it.
Right. Yeah. What have I done
legally?
Yeah, legally there's so many issues with that, but I'm just like, you know what, I got a lot of followers now, they're interested in this, so I'm just gonna like document my process of making the supercut, which ran for a few months until I finally finished it. And then people were like, well, where can I get it? And I'm like, I'm, you know, thinking about any kind of way to like legally get it out, which would be very hard. And what I settled on was, oh, maybe I can just share the project file so everybody can download the project file and supply their own sources for videos, and it'll just automatically throw everything together and they can have it. Unfortunately, my project file got corrupted, and so I had to start from scratch. And then many life things happened since then, and I still have not been able to get back to fully putting enough time towards that too. To get it back up and running. And so it's been on an indefinite hiatus for the longest time, and I still get comments asking if I was like, hey, did you ever finish this? Is it out there yet?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, what is the latest? Go ahead.
I knew that there was some sort of kinship between us because that's how I like to watch the MCU. Like, I do it in timeline order.
Yeah.
Like, you got to start with Captain America, then you... Well, and actually, and I guess this... So, did you go even into, like, the flashback scenes with Odin and Boar and all that stuff?
So, yeah, the opening is actually... I do this as a little bit of, like, a artistic creativity thing. So, the opening narration for Iron Man 3 is actually what opens the entire thing. It goes into where he says, let's start from the beginning. And then I throw in the Marvel Studios intro, and then it's the... Thor backgrounds and stuff like that. So there's a lot of flashbacks, and my main rule is as long as the flashback isn't necessarily narrated in present day, then it takes place where the flashback is.
That's fair. Okay. So I guess my other question is, there's a lot of convoluted timelinery with Phase 1, especially like you were just talking about with Iron Man 2, Thor, and Incredible Hulk happening at the same time, more or less. So how do you, like, cut between them and just jump back and forth, or how do you handle that?
So there's a guide that I was using. Somebody had gone through everything and just put every single scene in chronological order and put it on a spreadsheet and you know, posted on Reddit. And so that was the guide I was using, trying to, like, sync everything up. I had a few places where I kind of disagreed where I thought that took place. But yeah, it really is. I try and edit it so that it can kind of cut seamlessly between, like, go from one scene to the next. Sometimes I have to fiddle with the audio so something will fade in and fade out or whatever, and most of the time I can get it to work pretty seamlessly to where it's like, oh, that looks like an actual cut to the next scene, even though it's jumping to a completely different movie.
Right.
Okay, nice.
And now, then I even, like, throw in a bunch of old or deleted scenes, as long as they don't contradict with stuff that's been established later on, or even with that the old movie that it came from.
Okay,
that's fair.
How recent are you including stuff into? Did you stop at Endgame, or have you included Phase 4?
That's my thing. I haven't started back up completely yet. What I have been doing is just making extended cuts of each of the movies individually, throwing in the deleted scenes so that I can easily kind of splice them together once I'm done with that. And I think what I'm going for with that is I'm probably going to have two cuts, one for Infinity Saga and one for Multiverse Saga. And the Infinity Saga, if for stuff in Phase 4, like Black Widow will be included in the Infinity Saga because it just... Right. takes place then. Certain scenes from WandaVision, like the what is grief if not love persevering that she has with Vision, like that takes place right after Civil War, so I'm gonna have that in there. But some of the stuff I'm kind of like struggling to decide whether to include is like the flashbacks from Shang-Chi, because yeah, they take place, you know, in a bunch of times pre like Iron Man, but it you know, doesn't become relevant until after Endgame.
True.
Right.
That is tough.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's tough to decide.
Yeah, and also stuff with the Eternals.
Right.
Like, that's a huge one.
Like, yeah, you just show all of Eternals and then you start, or I guess not all, but like a lot of Eternals, and then you jump forward and
I wish I had a good answer for that. I mean, you could almost do both, especially with something like Eternals, you have those scenes where technically they're not, like, they're relevant to what's happening now, but since they happened back then, you could show them and then show them again, maybe, in the Multiverse Saga as a recap?
Maybe, yeah, but it's...
But that's interesting. I do like that you're using deleted scenes, though. I would imagine one of them being Hulk... Well, that wouldn't even work, though. I was going to say Hulk in the Antarctic when he shoots himself.
Yeah, that is included.
Okay, that's what I thought, because it's mentioned in Avengers. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, well, does that screw up continuity? Because you see Cap by himself in ice flying towards the camera.
That's easy enough to miss that it's just, it doesn't really matter.
That's right. And really, you could cut it right before you see it, because it is a blink and you miss it kind of thing.
Yeah. Which that cut in itself, I think, is really cool because it's that scene I put right after the opening montage with the Incredible Hulk. It's really cool. The opening montage ends with a loud noise, and the deleted the alternate opening opens with a loud noise, and so it just seamlessly goes together, and it's really cool.
That's fantastic.
That is.
That's really cool. So what about things like the opening to Homecoming, where you have Adrian Toomes and his crew working after the attack on New York?
So that one, I remember I had it to where at the end of Avengers, when you see Tony in Avengers Tower, or what's going to be Avengers Tower, and it zooms out and you see the A, I have it kind of jump cut to... like to the opening of Spider-Man Homecoming. I can't remember if I had it cut straight to that or if it's cuts to the beginning of Thor the Dark World with Loki being presented to Odin.
But either way, I mean, that's interesting. That, I mean, you could kind of fix continuity issues with this too, because the big issue with that after that is it says like 8 years later or something.
Yeah, that whole 8 years later is just completely removed.
Good.
Nice. Good. Good call.
I still can't believe no one noticed that that math doesn't make sense.
So I've been even before I started the Supercut, I've been super obsessed with the timeline of everything. So when I first saw Spider-Man Homecoming, I was for a good like 20 minutes sitting there in the theater just like trying to figure out how does that line up? Like 8 years later, how does this make sense? What is
that would be trying to like think like, but it's 2018, but it's 2017, but it's not.
Yeah, no, I couldn't enjoy like the next 20 minutes because I was stuck on that 8 years later.
I'm glad I don't feel alone anymore.
Nice. That's funny. Now, what about the like Hawkeye stuff for Avengers, where he, in the movie, you see it on one side, and then you get the girl's perspective. Did you include both of those, or just leave it at one? Or have you not even included Hawkeye?
So that's a recent enough thing where I haven't even tried to throw it together yet.
Right, right.
So But I have been thinking about it. It has been a small stressor in my life trying to figure out, is this going to work?
Yeah.
You certainly could, because during the battle, you could have it go to the Kate Bishop stuff. But I guess that raises a question of, I guess this is a project that could technically never truly end, because any given new thing could introduce something from the past.
Yeah, like the Ms. Marvel had the extended... flashback stuff to like the 1940s.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Jeez. Eesh. Okay, and now I've got lots of questions now. You might not have the answers, but we're going to ask them. If you don't have them, no worries. So you said you were maybe thinking about doing a multiverse one. So would you then go back and include at least the two Spider-Mans?
That's another one that I kind of go back and forth on, because I'm like, I could include the Spider-Man movies within the, even just the Infinity Saga, have it line up in the timeline, but then have like a title card that says Earth, insert number here,
right,
to indicate that, yeah, this is a different timeline. And then, but then, you know, I have the idea of like, well, I could just make it so it's just the MCU timeline, and it's just, for the Infinity Saga, or what's it called? What I call it in Loki, sacred timeline, just the sacred timeline, but then travel with characters to other dimensions when they go there, like Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. But then you got, you know, the scenes in Loki where you see, you know, Sylvie from her world. So then it's like, well, I will include that. So that kind of falls on the same rule as Toby and Andrew from their worlds.
Right.
God, what's tough is at a certain point, especially if what we kind of assume Deadpool 3 is going to be is what it's going to be with the TVA involved in that. Like, that includes everything.
Yeah.
That's every Marvel movie ever.
The X-Men universe and the X-Men timeline is just so
inconsistent. Oh, yeah. That's a headache anyway.
Yeah. It's, that one's the worst.
Which I have a side tangent about that, because I a couple years ago, I had a TikTok point out where it's like, I really hope they don't bring in the X-Men universe into the MCU, because that timeline is already convoluted and confusing. And if somebody just decided to get in my comments and was like, oh, it's not confusing, you're just stupid, you don't pay close enough attention. And so I tore it. I'm like, okay, here's like A, B, C, here are all the inconsistencies and stuff.
Yeah,
right. And it was very annoying.
Well, I mean, it's it just from movie to movie, it's inconsistent with itself. Like, there's a line in X-Men 1 where Xavier's talking about how he met Magneto when he was 17. Well, First Class shows they were in their 20s. Like, that alone is wrong. And then there's, like, three different Kitty Prides and two different Pyros, like...
Yeah, and then you have, like, Angel as a young child in the 2000s, but then you have Angel as a, you know, grown man in the, in what, the 80s in Apocalypse?
Mm-hmm. And I literally just finished watching the J.J. Abrams Star Trek 09 movie, and it's like, you could kind of give that logic to the First Class timeline, where it's like something happened that sort of created an alternate universe timeline there, but it still doesn't make sense.
Well, yeah, because then you got like the X-Men First Class, like every movie in that saga is set in the next decade, but it's still the same actors. And so it ends with Dark Phoenix in the 90s, and you still got James McAvoy and Fassbender. And you're supposed to believe that they turn into Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen within the next 10 years.
Yeah, which...
Super age.
They haven't aged at all in the last 30 years, but I guess those 30 years are going to catch up to them in the 2000s, and they're just going to look old and decrepit.
So, yeah, that is a whole headache and a half that I don't want to have to mess with making an extended supercut with and throwing that together. I would have to like have a disclaimer, just like, when it gets to the X-Men stuff, you're going to be confused. There is no fixing it.
Well, I mean, I mean, look at Deadpool. Deadpool doesn't even make sense, because when you look at Deadpool 2 and he's at the school, it's the First Class crew, not the regular ones, and it would be the regular ones because it's set now.
Well, he even has that joke in the first movie. And it's like, we're going to take you to the professor. McAvoy or Stewart? These timelines are so confusing.
Yeah. And they are.
I would just stick with the MCU, honestly. Yeah. It'd be so tough. And some of it also wouldn't even matter. Like, with the Spider-Mans, like, they're kind of happening at the same time. But technically, I guess they're not, because Tobey's Spider-Man was in the early 2000s. And then Andrew's was in the 2010s. So, yeah, I mean, you would basically just be playing all five of those movies back, uninterrupted.
Well, the Sam Raimi trilogy would be played kind of back-to-back, but the Andrew Garfield ones would be in, like, it'd be around Avengers and then around Winter Soldier.
But in an alternate timeline where it wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
But they're there in the first place. I think what would be cool, and this is something we talked about when we talked about No Way Home, is just inserting the scenes that they're talking about when they're talking about them. Like, when Andrew is talking about losing Gwen, you actually see it. Hmm. Instead of just hearing about it, you actually just see those scenes.
Okay.
That's an interesting
thought. That's when you do a flashback. I like that.
Yeah. Instead of showing an entire movie, which, you know, you could just go watch the movie, you could just enter those specific scenes, like when he's talking about, you know, he had a chance to get Uncle Ben's killer and he got what he wanted, but it didn't make it any better. I don't know if you want to introduce the Sandman of it all, because that's, you know, its own headache, but...
Well, I love how they even kind of include that, you know, he says, I caught the man who I thought did it. So, like, yeah, it's still keeping in continuity. Like, yeah, it was Sandman, it wasn't that guy, but... Mm-hmm. But yeah, it can get confusing, and it can get stressful as to decide how to even go about doing it.
Right.
In a way that's, because like, it's not designed to work together like that, because they don't intend for some nutcase to throw them all together.
But honestly, I mean, the X-Men movies and the MCU movies should work in their own continuity, which is why I love what you're doing. Because like, I have always kind of wanted to do what you're doing in real life. Just, you know, watch the beginning of Thor the Dark World where they're talking about Boar, and then watch the beginning of Thor where they're talking about Odin and the Frost Giants, and then skip back to, you know, Captain America and do something like that. But the headache of doing that on Disney Plus just makes me not. So I am excited to see this happen.
The most I've done with it, just watching the movies without like it all cut together, is I took out the discs, like, to put the post-credit scenes in the right place. So I'd watch Captain Marvel second, but then like I take out the disc before the post credit scene, so it, you know, that's in the same, you know, where it should go in the timeline. So then I put the Captain Marvel disc back in after Infinity War for that whole thing. And I think that's that was probably why I thought to just throw it all together, because like I'm tired of taking out the discs over and over and putting them back in and queuing up for the right thing.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, doing it on Disney Plus or iVoodoo, which also helps, like, it's an option, but it's still such a hassle. You have to back out, then go to the thing, the right file, and then go to that spot in the movie and stuff. But so how do you put together, like we were talking about in Phase 1, that Iron Man 2, Thor, and Incredible Hulk stuff? Because it's, even in its own continuity, it's hard to place where things are actually happening.
Yeah, so there was an official official release of Fury's Big Week. Like Marvel put out an official timeline of what happened each day with each movie. And so that helps with figuring out where each scene goes. But even then, there are some things in each of the movies that don't quite line up, because Rhodey takes the suit at night from California. And then somehow it takes him all night to get to the Air Force base the next day. Like, it's daytime when he gets to the Air Force base with the Iron Man suit. Like, it's not that far away. Why did it take you all night? What were you doing?
Not joking. Don't worry about it. Chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously.
You gotta give it a test spin, you know. See what it can do. Decide if he actually wants to give it to the army or be like, hey, I could just be Iron Man now.
Well, the fact, though, that he needs like the whole mechanism to get in and out means that he was in the suit all night.
Yeah, he probably spent several hours trying to get out of the suit so he could pee.
It has a filtration device. You can drink the water.
That's true.
That's true. Yeah.
That's such a weird line. I don't know why they included that.
For people like me that would ask the question, how do you pee? I mean, that is the quest. Like, how does Bruce Wayne pee in that super rubber bat suit that clearly has no easy way to open it? That's got to be a nightmare. The Spider-Man suit. Like, that's just, you have to take the whole thing off in one fell swoop, like footy pajamas.
Yeah, like women with their jumpers are just naked on, just going to the bathroom.
Maybe it could be like those toddler onesie pajamas where it's got the butt flaps.
Okay.
True.
Okay.
Yeah. That would be good.
It's so seamless you can't even tell.
Yeah.
That's Stark tech. Hides the buttons. Yes. That's in the slogan. Man.
All right. So what about with the whole going back in time thing? Did you even like mess with that at all? Like, do you have Tony in the basement getting knocked out? Like, how'd you handle that? Or not in the basement, but downstairs after Avengers 1.
Like, I'm trying to think, in the basement? Knocked out in the basement. No,
right above that.
That's one of Jeremy's fantasies. That's a different.
So the way I handle time travel is that the timeline of the character is what matters. So I wouldn't have the time travel back to 2012 New York set, or like intercut with what normally goes on in 2012 in the Avengers. Because the characters involved, the, you know, future Tony Stark hasn't experienced everything up to that point yet. So the timeline continuity of the characters time traveling is what takes precedence over where they're time traveling to.
Because technically speaking, as the Ancient One points out, and as we learn numerous times during Loki, that's a different timeline, technically.
Yes. Okay. Which is one of those things where like another side tangent, but like when you have Ant-Man in the Rogers the Musical, and people are like, oh, that's because Scott traveled back in time and someone saw him and thought he was part of there. Like, no, because that wouldn't work, because A, that timeline, people think Captain America's, or like Hydra thinks Captain America's part of Hydra. Loki escaped with the Tesseract and all these other things. Like, that cannot continue into the future.
Right.
And when Steve puts the stones back, those timelines are technically erased.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Which you even see from Loki, where you have at the beginning of Loki, the TVA comes in and sets the reset charge. So that whole timeline's been pruned anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
So real, it's just bad writing on the people who wrote that musical.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just huge Scott Lang fans. want to throw him in there.
Not. Or they're Hank Pym fans, and they were like, well, Hank was Ant-Man in the 80s or whatever, so he must have been there. We just didn't see him.
Sure.
Because he was too tiny. Stupid.
But as far as restarting or starting to work on this again, because the guide that I had on with the spreadsheet that had everything in a row, the person who made that has not updated it since Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I want to say.
Mm. Okay.
So there's a whole lot of stuff that I would have to kind of decide for myself, which I probably could do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just kind of when there's no defined dates and like I have to choose when I think this takes place and there's people who are going to disagree. That's kind of difficult. But
sure.
At the same time, I've kind of decided to wait a little bit because a couple months ago, Marvel announced that they were going to release an official like timeline book. Showing where like they say everything is going to be placed. So I'm like, I'm just going to wait until that comes out so I can just refer to them and maybe make
blame
my
them
own
when they kind of... when someone complains. It's in the book, people.
Yeah. I think the only
it's
change
in our Bible.
The only thing that I change that I think I would make because Marvel said it time and again that Thor Ragnarok takes place in 2017 and that it's the post-credit scene where Thanos shows up is a few months later. Even though you know Marvel's word is gospel for their timeline, I wholeheartedly disagree because just because there's no way there's a few months between it because like Thor's hair is still super short at the end, and why would it take like months and months for them to travel all the way to Earth when you got the jump points and everything? It's like, that's got to happen right after. Like I reject your reality and substitute my own. That kind of thing.
Well, I mean, the only real thing that says where that takes place is the idea that Bruce has been Hulk for 2 years.
Yes. And that's one of those things that even you have other kind of continuity errors because Iron Man 1 was retconned to be, I believe, 2010. And then the Furious Big Week was retconned to be 2011. So that means by Civil War... that would have been 6 years ago, and yet Vision says in the 8 years since Tony came out and said he was Iron Man. So like they ignored their own retcon.
Well, it's tough because the Stark Expo is supposedly a year. Like in theory, it's a year in Iron Man 2 of that stuff happening. But Fury's Big Week says that's not true either.
Well, Furious Big Week, it's not that all the movies take place in 1 week. It's just the big climaxes take place in 1 week. So Iron Man 2, the story is kind of spread out over a few months.
Right. What about the scene where Thanos gets the glove at the end of Age of Ultron?
I put that like just before Ragnarok as like that's when like he went to...
Nidavellir.
He went to Nidavellir, went to Eitri, and had the glove forged, and he took it out of the forge or whatever it was, and that happened just right before Ragnarok. So you can kind of assume that like, okay, during Ragnarok, Thanos is already getting the Power Stone.
Okay. God, I wish they'd shown that.
I have a feeling they are going to show that if and when they do a Nova project.
Well, they have to. Like you would, for one, it'd be amazing. I mean, terribly depressing, but also really cool to see. But, like, that tees up anything you would do with Nova in the right now.
Exactly. I hope you get to see John C. Reilly in that again, too.
Yeah. Yes. He's the lone survivor somehow.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. Yeah, I mean, so far you've got an answer for everything we've really asked. I mean, that's great.
More than we can say most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
This has been a very, very big passion project that unfortunately have not like put a whole lot of effort into recently, just because I had other creative avenues that I do, and it's like I gotta have fun too. I can't just be working on stuff all the time. But that's one of those things where I know that a lot of my TikTok audience is like, "We're here for Supercut updates. We haven't updated in months," and I'm like,
"All right."
Yeah, about that.
Well, hopefully this can spark some fire in you and get you hard back at work. And if there are any big updates, of course, you're more than welcome to come back and share them on our show, too.
Yeah. And again, as far as, you know, releasing it, that's the biggest thing is, okay, I can do it and I can watch it on my own and I can show it to a couple friends, but like, I can't really post it online or else, you know, I'll get like a, you know, knock on my door and like, oh, cease and desist.
That's pretty good.
Not bad. I mean, the only thing I could think is you could do it in sections. Because, I mean, there's got to be certain points where you're just watching the movie you're watching, right? Like with Captain America, like at a certain point, you're just watching Captain America. So you could just do those opening, you know, 2 minutes of cutscenes or whatever. It's probably more like 10, but, and then go, okay, you now go watch Captain America. And then watch Captain America.
You know, I have a couple of friends though that like my biggest thing is like I don't want to be the one to post it on a website that's less than legal.
Sure.
I have a couple of friends though that are just like, I know how to do that. I can do it. It's fine. And I'm like, you know what? As long as it's not me.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
As long as it can't trace back to me, it's fine. Do whatever you want. It's great.
Yeah, I would totally offer our website, but yeah, I don't want to have to deal with. With that knock on the door, like you said.
I mean, it would be nice for the traffic, but...
There are people that have done this and put it out there. Like, I'm not the first person to make a supercut. Other people have. And the main reason, though, that I decided to do my own, even though others exist, is that, like, again, I have a few kind of places where I disagree on the placements of certain things, and then I have my own opinions, or, you know, some of those people don't include deleted scenes.
Yeah. So. Well, that is tough because in some cases you have a deleted scene like Shang-Chi where Razor Fist is killed, which obviously that can't be true because he is alive at the end.
Yeah, but then that's the biggest thing. My rules when it comes to deleted scenes are if it conflicts with continuity, I can't include it. There's very glaring unfinished visual effects, I'm not going to include it. So like the kneeling scene for Avengers Endgame. Like, I'm just not going to include, because there's tons of green screen there. There's people in motion capture suits that just, you know, it wouldn't look good.
Yeah.
Because
you can't just finish it for them.
Yeah. Right, come on, bro.
Yeah. Just finish it yourself. Come on. What are you doing?
There are a couple ones that I'm trying to. Like, there's a deleted scene that I love with in Iron Man 2 where you have Rhodey showing the suit to the Air Force. And he's saying, now this thing is outfitted with a bunch of Stark Tech level security things. So, you know, be careful when touching this. And there's a guy trying to get him out of it. And he touches something and it sparks and he gets pulled back. And you see the actor has like the wire rig. So I'm trying to like go in there frame by frame and edit out the wire rig.
Oh, nice. That's okay. You're on your way then. Nice.
Yeah, I'm not far enough to insert my own Hulk, but
sure,
you know,
maybe one day.
I mean, Justin's got a lot of figures. Maybe he can send one over. And just
there you go.
Move it, stop motion style.
As long
as I get a credit in the credits, that's fine.
Hulk figure. Friends ask me if I can deep fake, what's his face, Mark Ruffalo over Edward Norton.
Oh, that'd be lovely. I feel like you could.
Yeah,
but it's the voice that would screw you.
Yeah, I don't know because I saw an Arnold Schwarzenegger where he was playing both parts of the Water Boy when he's talking to his mom, telling her he's going to school, and it's like Arnold playing the mom with Arnold's voice, and Arnold playing Adam Sandler with Arnold's face and voice. So
that's
it's
really
possible.
Weird.
It was really
Who
weird.
Who would make that?
I think it would also, it like probably wouldn't look as good as people would think just because Edward Norton and Mark Ruffalo have different facial structures. So
yeah, and different like, builds.
Yeah, putting, you know, just Mark Ruffalo, just face on a head that doesn't really fit.
Yeah. He'd look like a bobblehead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. But we'll get there, though. I'm sure we're not far. So, awesome. That is very cool. So once you do get this one kind of out, would your plan, you might not even know at this point, I'm sure, but do you think maybe your plan would be like yearly, maybe update it with this year's movies or would that be too soon?
I think, that'd probably be a good way to go is yearly, add the whatever new movies and Disney Plus series into it, which is kind of another thing is wondering how like the Netflix shows are they going to remain canon with Daredevil Born Again? Because so far what they've done, you know, kind of seems like they can be considered canon, because you have in She-Hulk when he shows up, it plays his theme from Netflix. You know, he says, "I'm Daredevil," in a way that makes you think, well, he must think that she should know who he is, because he's been Daredevil for a while. So
I have a feeling Born Again is really going to answer those questions, because, and it's really going to come down to what is Daredevil's relationship with Kingpin.
Yeah, is Kingpin going to know that he's Daredevil?
Yeah, and are they going to have any kind of actual history? Because it seems like, yeah, there's so many unanswered questions. But I do want, what about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
That one, I know, it'd be very complicated to add, because they do get into so much stuff that's like, it has to be in a separate timeline for it to make sense.
Because, it really does.
Because you have all the stuff with Inhumans, Inhumans are popping up all over the world, so for them to not be acknowledged at all in anything means it has to be in some other timeline.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I stopped watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. after season 4 with Ghost Rider and stuff. It's tough because those first two seasons, it was very close to the movies.
Yeah. It was very much, it did stuff that, you know, would not break continuity. It wouldn't raise questions of, oh, why isn't this being addressed? But then you get to season 5 where Coulson is on the FBI's most wanted, and you know, the Avengers are supposed to think he's still dead, and how would this not get on their radar?
Right.
Yeah, I'd say to be another universe.
Yeah, or maybe like you said, just include the first two seasons, and after that they just aren't talked about anymore.
See, that just it would add so much time to it though, because I keep track of how long everything is to see how long it would take. And if I were to include everything from not only Marvel Studios, but Marvel Television, it would take, the whole cut together thing would be over 2 weeks long.
Jesus. Well, I was going to ask, how long is it at this point?
So the original Infinity Saga cut, when I had everything up till Avengers Endgame, just including Black Widow as the only other thing, it was up to, I believe, 50 hours.
Wow.
Jeez.
That's cool.
It is. But that's so long, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's over 2 days straight. I never got to watch it myself before the file got corrupted.
Oh, man. That sucks.
That's so brutal.
Yeah.
Was it because you were trying to find a place for Inhumans? Is that...
Yeah. Are you sure Disney didn't get a hearing about this and they snuck in and corrupted it?
They sent an actual Ant-Man to my computer to mess with the project.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Thanks a lot, Scott. Jerk. Awesome. Well, yeah, I mean, Justin, you got any other questions? I think that's...
I've been trying to think of them as I kind of go along. Would you do this with anything else? Because, I mean, even just in the Marvel Universe, you could do a Netflix supercut.
I could do that on its own. That's probably something that I would be willing to do. But as far as other projects, I don't know if I'd want to or even need to, because other series are mostly, you know, chronological just as they're released. So you take stuff like something like Star Wars. I can't really think of many other scenes that would need to be rearranged to make it a giant cut. So you could just watch it back to back to back, and that's just how it is.
True.
Right. Yeah, maybe, with Star Wars, maybe you can throw in the Clone Wars stuff. Where it's supposed to go.
That would be the thing. And Rebels.
Yeah, Rebels and then, and Mando. You know,
some DC. I just don't care enough about the DCEU to want to do that.
Well, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Once, God, I don't even want to go there. Because there's so many things that don't make sense just in the handful of movies that they did. As much as I've tried to be an apologist for the DC movies, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I haven't, I've seen all of the movies, but I didn't retain enough information to know what wouldn't work or what wouldn't make sense. It's kind of sad when I've seen all the movies and I still watch all of them, but I can only say I liked about a handful of them.
Yeah.
I did a big DC watch a few months back and I was just they're all about the same in quality. There's some that are better than others, you're the Batmans or whatever, but they're mostly just fine. Yeah. Even going back to Green Lantern and shit, everyone likes to shit on that movie, but really it's just about as good as Wonder Woman or Shazam. Or, like, they're fine.
As far as, like, the actual, like, DCEU, that, what, you know, that franchise that they, that's now ending or rebooting or whatever, mm-hmm. I can only say I like the Shazam movies and Wonder Woman, and I thought Aquaman was fun. Everything else, I think I liked Man of Steel, but I've only seen it once, and that was years ago, so I really don't remember much.
That's fair. You have to be in a very dour mood to want to watch those movies.
Yeah, and one of my best friends is a huge, like, Snyder enthusiast. Like, he loves the Snyder movies. He loves his version of Justice League. He loves Batman versus Superman, and I'm just like, not for me. I like the Justice League cut more than the Snyder cut, just because it's more digestible.
It's quicker, that's for sure. I'm a Snyder fan if you watch all the director's cuts and stuff, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. I'm trying to think of any more Marvel questions, because this is a cool idea. Like, I am excited about it. And like I said, this is something that I try to do and have wanted to do myself, but I'm a technical idiot, so I just wanted to, like, play them, stop them.
Yeah, well, that's a huge thing, too, is having... You got to also have the right equipment to do it, because it's a lot of processing power to have, like, you know, 30 files in one project and have it not crash your computer.
Right.
Or get corrupted.
Yeah.
I'm that's definitely true. This time around, I'm going to have backups that I'm going to be updating periodically.
Backups of your backups that also have backups and it's secret safe.
Well, I guess that brings me to another question. If you do get it done, or with the one you did have just about done, like, what was your plan for sharing it or distributing it or whatever you were going to do?
My plan was just sharing a project file. So I have what's the name of the software that I use? I'm trying to play, DaVinci. I have DaVinci Resolve is the thing I work with. And so anybody could just install DaVinci. It's free.
Right. It's free. Yeah.
And you open the project file, and you'd really just have to get the video files of all the individual movies and deleted scenes on your own, throw it in there, and it'll automatically cut it and sort it for you, and it'd be done. You just have to click render and you have it. So, but that kind of relies on people having stronger computers. So I think at that point, I probably, if I were to share it like that, I would cut it down to, like, maybe 3-hour segments. So it's a lot less to ask of people's computers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. And go ahead.
I was going to say, as far as, like, getting just, you know, the actual file of the full thing out there, I'd have to rely on someone going out of their way to take it and put it up there on their own. Cause I don't think I'd be willing to risk that for myself.
Right.
That's fair.
Yeah. I was going to say, maybe you can put it all on some sort of, you know, thumb drive or something that you could send to them, but I don't know. That seems even sketchier.
Like, well, yeah, I mean, you couldn't, unless you just gave it away. Like, if he tried to sell it, that would also probably be bad.
But selling it would be a big, big no-no.
Yeah. Sell it for donations.
There you go.
That's how the rich get things done, right?
I could just put it on a flash drive, go to a Comic-Con, and just drop it on the floor.
Right. Well, you know, funny you say that, because, I mean, you go to a Comic-Con, and there's so many booths of pirated movies.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a ton of them, or I don't, depending on who's listening to this. But, right, like... FBI? I just bought the stuff. I don't know. I'm not the dealer, but I mean they're booths that legitimate have, you know, setups of pirated movies, and they're very obviously pirated movies.
Right.
I don't know what my point was with that, but it's an interesting thing to be like they do exist. Like,
Comic-Con,
they're people,
is a place
that
where you got a lot of kind of technically illegal sales going on, but no one really cares.
Yeah.
Because, like,
it's
very
weird.
There's copyright law when it comes to using intellectual property on, like, artwork designs for, like, t-shirts. Like, technically, you're not supposed to use, like, Captain America's, like, design on a t-shirt without paying royalties to Disney or Marvel or whatever. Yeah, people are just doing it all the time. I actually have an artist friend that I asked about this, and she said that sorry, my voice cracked there. she said that it is technically illegal, but Disney wouldn't really like doing are dealing with the public backlash for shutting them down. So unless they're actually making enough money to hurt Disney's bottom line, they're not going to do anything.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So you can do it. You just can't be successful.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, like, I have tons of art prints that I've gotten at conventions. Like, I have two that are right above my stairs. One's Captain America, the other's Green Lantern. They're like these splatter portraits that someone did, and they're awesome. But, like, when you think about it, like, they shouldn't be allowed to do that. And yet it's a giant booth with, you know, all the way to the ceiling pictures of all these different characters.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It so is. We can all be successful, we just can't be too successful. That's right. The deal.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
much.
Awesome. Yeah, this has been a lot of fun. I mean, it's a very cool idea. Mm-hmm. I'm glad we're talking to someone that's actually doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, like you said, if when you do get it done, please let us know. We'll announce it. If you want to come back on and say, hey, it's officially out and here's where to get it, we'll do that too. Or yeah, whatever you think of. Awesome. Yeah.
And if you want to pick our brains, that would be great too.
Yeah.
And any timeline input, let me know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we'll definitely have to have you on again.
Yeah, it'll movie or definitely something. Be a while before I get it done, just because I am going to wait for that official timeline to come out, just so I have something official to consult.
Sure. Yeah. I think it hits in September.
Yeah. Okay.
I have it on my Amazon wish list, but I have a lot of other things on there too. So I don't know.
I'm waiting for that and the Scott Lang book.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. That's a fun one. Awesome. Okay, well, I think that's it for this week, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I'm Justin, sure we can nitpick all sorts of shit, you know, and keep pestering you for another half hour, but...
Oh, yeah. Justin, do you know what next topic is?
I do. Because clearly you don't.
I do now.
Good. We are going to be talking about the 2003 masterpiece that is Daredevil. But here's the thing. We're talking the director's cut. I'm pretty sure you have access to it.
Yeah. Yes.
I am a firm believer that it is a superior movie in virtually every single way and makes it quite good.
Okay.
That's the only version I've seen, and I didn't think it was that bad.
It's not. It's really not. Like, and it's a lot more hardcore. It's closer to an R rating, which is what they were going for in the first place. Okay. And unlike most, and we'll get into this next episode, but unlike most director's cuts where it's like, oh, here's 10 minutes or less of, you know, just filler whatever, like, there's a whole subplot that's added into that movie that just makes it a much thicker, richer experience. So,
okay.
I'm excited to get into it and tell everyone why they need to give it a chance. Because it's
yeah,
because really
I have not watched the director's cut. I've only watched the original, so this will be new for me. So, nice. Okay. Looking forward to talking to that.
Indeed.
All right, and if you guys want to reach out to us, maybe you have a question for Billy and we can pass it along or get you an answer or something, reach out to us. Actually, before we get into that, Captain Billy 22, where can they find you and what you're doing and all that stuff?
I'm primarily on TikTok. I talk about Marvel all the time. I can't shut up about it. I'm on Twitter, Instagram. Pretty sure that's it. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're the only dinosaurs that use Facebook.
Oh, yeah. YouTube. I have a YouTube, but I don't really post as often. It's all Captain Billy 22.
Nice. All right. And we have it in the down the notes, but yeah. Thank you again for joining us and for doing this. Definitely. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, if you guys do have any questions for us or for Billy, reach out to us. Go to the website, wearemarvelpod.com. You can email us, wearemarvelpod@gmail.com, or you can find us on social media, wearemarvelpod. There's a link to our merchandise page on the website. Go give that a look-see. And
indeed.
That's it for this week. Thank you both for joining me. In my show here.
No problem, bud.
Catch you next week, Justin. Thanks guys for listening. Till next time, I've been Jeremy.
And I've been Justin.
And I was Billy.
Thanks for joining. Bye.
Bye.